We humble ourselves before you this morning, O Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. In the knowledge, O Lord, you are the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Father, we want to continue praying for the sick that are among us, O Lord. That, Lord, your Holy Spirit. That, Lord, you are the same God yesterday, today, and forever, O Lord. That, Lord, we are standing on the promises of God. That whoever calls upon thy name shall be saved. But Lord, if we call upon your name, O Lord, Lord, we call upon your name this morning, O Lord. And we're crying out to you this morning, O Lord. And we ask you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, O God, that you will send forth your Holy Spirit on the sick right now. In Jesus' name, O Lord. Touch, heal, restore. Break thy chains, I pray, in the name of Jesus, O Lord. And for every family that's here tonight, this morning, O God, thank you, Lord, for every family, every person, every friend that have come here ready to receive from you, Lord. In your precious name, we ask these things, Lord. Bless us again, O God. Bless us again, O Lord. And that is our prayer, O God. Send the rain of your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. And all God's people say, amen and amen. Give a shout of praise before the Lord this morning. Give a shout of praise before the Lord this morning. Hallelujah! 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. You may be seated. Wow, wonderful Spirit of God in this place this morning. Amen? It's nice to see you all this morning in the house of God. It's great to see you all and smiling. And some of you maybe are just like perplexed and some buzz. What's going on in this place? But the Holy Spirit is moving. The Holy Spirit is moving. Now, let me tell you something. We pray for revival. We pray that the Holy Spirit moves. Amen? But don't get scared when the Holy Spirit starts to move. Because the Holy Spirit is not spooky. When the Holy Spirit moves, it moves the hearts of the people. There's healing that happens. There's transformation that happens. Because Holy Spirit is active and alive today as we speak. Amen? So don't be scared when the Holy Spirit moves. Just get into that game and start worshiping the Lord. And start getting inside and start participating and worshiping the Lord Almighty God. Because God is ready to do something great among us this morning. God is ready to do something great in our lives, in our homes, in Jesus' name. You know, I was telling this to a brother and a sister not too long ago. And I used this illustration, but please forgive me that I'm using this illustration. You know that the champagne bottle, that when you shake it and then you just take out that cork, it just pops. And all of a sudden, the skum just comes out. And you don't even know where to get that skum because there's so much coming out. But that's what God is doing in this place. The presence of God is flowing in this place. And you just have to be ready to receive it. You just have to be ready to receive the power of God that is moving in this place today. Hallelujah! Oh, I am excited this morning. Oh, God has placed upon my heart another message that I want to encourage every single one of you that I was encouraged through when I was reading the scriptures. You know that all of us are looking at the Holy Spirit, part series of the Holy Spirit. We looked at three-part series of the Holy Spirit. Now, I feel that I'm an African-American church here. I don't know if it suits with a white Italian boy. So we looked at the first part, that the Holy Spirit makes it happen. And then the second part of our study was, something happens when we encounter the Holy Spirit. But today I want to look at the power of unity. The power of unity with God and the power of unity with the men of God. And when we have this unity together, the Holy Spirit makes things happen. And we're going to look at something this morning through the scriptures that I was extremely encouraged and blessed when I read it.
Now, many of us have heard this story about Moses and struck the rock. Everybody remember that story? We're going to look at that today. In Exodus chapter 17, verses 1 to 16 this morning. Exodus 17, verse 1 to 16. But I'll be reading 8 verses from 8 to 16. And then I'm going to go in verse by verse, so 2 verses by 2 verses of the whole chapter of 17 of Exodus. So when we all stand for God's reading this morning. Chapter 17 of Exodus is verses 8 to 16. At Rephidim, Amalek came and fought against Israel. Moses said to Joshua, "Select some men of us and go fight against Amalek. Tomorrow I will stand on a mount on the hilltop and with God's staff in my hand." Joshua did as Moses had told him and fought against Amalek. While Moses and Aaron and Hur went up the top of the hill, while Moses was up with his hand, held his hand up, Israel prevailed, but whenever he put his hand down, Amalek prevailed. When Moses' hands grew heavy, they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat down on it. Then Aaron and Hur supported his hands, and on the other side, on one side and the other, on the other, so his hand remained steady until the sun went down. So Joshua defeated the Amalek and his army with the sword. The Lord said to Moses, "Write this down on a scroll as a reminder and recite it on to Joshua. I will completely blot out of the memory of the Amalek under heaven." And Moses built an altar and named it, "The Lord is my banner." He said, "Indeed, my hand is lifted up toward the Lord's throne. The Lord will be at war with Amalek from generation to generation." Father, our hearts are ready to receive from your word this morning. Help us, O God, to stay focused, to remain focused on you this morning. Father, less of me and more of you this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God had just, maybe see that God had just delivered the Israelites out of Egypt, and Moses was leading the Israelites to the promised land. Israel had traveled to Rephidim, especially as the Lord commanded. God in his wisdom has directed his people from the desert of sin, where they hungered, but afterward they were satisfied. In Exodus chapter 17, verse 1, we said that the entire Israelite community left the wilderness of sin, moving from one place to the next according to the Lord's command. They encamped at Rephidim, but there was no water for the people to drink. Now, look at that Rephidim. It means rest. A place of rest. They stayed there and they went to traveling from one place to another, and that ended up being to Rephidim. Now, at times, God places us in a place of rest. He places there in a place of rest to teach us, to inform us, to speak to us, to uplift us, to give us the strength that is needed. But we see in this place that the people of God, the Israelites, were walking, and you all know the story. They started to complain once again. That is one out of the five times. That's the fifth time, actually, they complained. Because if you look in Exodus, in the other chapters, we will see. So the people of Israel were continuously tormented by continual notice of necessity. So wherever they went, there was something missing, and they started to complain against Moses. The people complained to Moses that because of him who talked of the promised land, Pharaoh made things worse for them. That was Exodus 5. We see they complained. Then the people complained to said to Moses, "Let us alone." Exodus 14. The people complained about the bitter water. Exodus 15. And now the people complain about being hungry, and God gave them manna. Exodus 16. And now we reach to Exodus 17. Once again, they complain again. There's no water. You're bringing us to a place, and there's no water. But Moses says, "Just relax a little bit, you complainers." You know, don't we sound like that at times? God brings us to one place to another, and we end up complaining. And we end up going the opposite of what God is trying to tell us. But God took the Israelites, pointing a place to a place, and a place to a place, and every time they went to a place to a place, they complained. Oh, men of God, we complain the same thing as the Israelites do. Lord, help us to keep our mouth shut and to trust more in the hand of God. So, Moses, just relax a little bit. Don't you remember what God has done in Exodus 16? He provided you manna. He provided you food. Now, you and I need to understand one thing. God has provided us manna. God has provided us food. God has provided us the Word of God. The manna was presenting the Word of God, the body of Christ. And you and I need to remind ourselves that we have the Word of God. But there's something extremely important in the story. If you have the Word of God and you don't have the Holy Spirit, there is nothing into your life. Because there's philosophers out there, there's teachers out there that understand the Word of God better than you and I do. But without the power of the Holy Spirit, they have nothing in their lives, because you and I definitely need the power of the Holy Spirit in our life to understand the Word of God. So we see this, they complained and complained. Oh, God is just preparing our hearts this morning for something great this morning. And I know the Holy Spirit is going to make things alive this morning, because when the Holy Spirit moves, it moves. When the Holy Spirit moves, it transforms the lives of the hearts. When the Holy Spirit moves, things happen that you and I don't even understand, but just enjoy the presence of God. And I want to tell you something. When Moses says, stop complaining, he's telling you, stay in the struggle. Don't you move. Stay in that struggle. Don't you understand that you and I will always have a struggle? A struggle with our flesh? A struggle with society? A situation over situation over situation. Don't you ever turn away from that situation, but look for a solution. You stay in that struggle and depend on the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit will make things happen in your life. The Holy Spirit will make things happen around you. But stay there. Don't you ever start doubting God. Don't you ever start turning away from God. But you stay in that struggle and you say, I know that you will defeat, Lord. I know that you will bring back. I know you will transform. I know you will provide, because we're depending on the Holy Spirit this morning. Wow. And then you see that they cried out. They cried out the wrong way. And at times you and I cry out the wrong way. We complain. But what if we change our ways of thinking and our words that come out of our mouth, instead of complaining and instead of calling out on the Spirit of God? Don't you think things will happen in your life? Don't you think things will happen in our lives? Don't you think things will happen around us? Because the Holy Spirit is alive and is powerful and is active as we are here this morning. It is good to cry out. But let's get a little bit more serious with God. Don't you remember the story of last week? She was serious. 12 years bleeding. And she was serious. Then Jesus says, who touched me? There was a multitude right there in that crowd. But Jesus says, who touched me? Even though there's a multitude here, God wants to see the seriousness of our heart and say, Lord, Lord, I want to touch you, Lord. I want to touch your hem, Lord. No, the Lord is ready to pour. The Lord is ready to pour, and he's just waiting for us to be just a notch more serious in our walk with him this morning. And God will do it. Many of us have seen revivals in the past. I remember Sunday night services in Montreal. There's revival. We didn't even have to preach. The Holy Spirit moved, because there was the men and women of God at the altar praying for a revival, and God poured his Spirit among his people. And I want that to be back again in this generation today. In 2016, in 2017 to come. Maybe some people might say, no, Holy Spirit is spooky, but it's not spooky for me. The Holy Spirit moves, and the Holy Spirit is amazing when He works in the life of a person, and the Holy Spirit regenerates the heart of a person, and the Holy Spirit gives life to a person. That's what we're talking about this morning, the Holy Spirit. And I'm not ashamed of preaching about the Holy Spirit. Let's stop worrying, like I said last week, and we heard, and start worshiping the Lord. Amen. So they complained. Give us water to drink. And then Moses cried out to the Lord. In verse 4 to 6, cried out, what should I do with these people? In a little while, they will stone me. Moses, now he goes up and he calls out the Lord for help. He took his difficulties to the Lord. And then in verse 5, he says, the Lord answered Moses, go ahead of the people. Take some of the elders of Israel with you. Take the staff. You struck the Nile with in the hand and go. And I'm going to stand there in front of you on the rock of Horeb. And when you hit that rock, when you hit the rock, water will come out of it and the people will drink. Moses did this in the sight of the elders of Israel. Now the staff is first mentioned in chapter 4 of Exodus. Become a staff to a snake back to a staff. God asked Moses in his hand, and Moses has a staff, a rod of God in his hand. The staff is miraculously transformed, as we see in Exodus, to a snake and back to a staff. And he takes this staff, the authority, the word of God, and takes it and strikes that rock. And when he strikes that rock, water start coming down. And the people were just, wow, and went and drank. And because it has strengthened them. And once again, God has provided again for the Israelites. Now you take the staff as the word of God. Now you take the staff, church, the authority, and you hit it. And you take the authority of God and you call upon the rock, and that is Jesus Himself. And when you stand upon that rock, and when you just hit on that rock and say, I, the Lord is my rock. And when you hit that rock, the Holy Spirit will flow into your life and you will never be thirsty again. That water will just flow. That Spirit of God will flow and flow and flow and flow, and you will be satisfied because that Holy Spirit is within you wherever you go. So let's stop complaining and start taking that staff and start saying, Lord, with the authority of the Word of God and the authority of you, Lord, I'm coming to you in the name of Jesus. I need the Holy Spirit. I need the refreshing water, that fresh water that comes into my life every single day. And you know, and I know, when water comes in, it purifies us. When the Holy Spirit comes in into our lives, there's things that will have to come out of our lives, whatever that may be. When the Holy Spirit comes in, if it is drugs, it will go out. If it is sickness, it will go out. Whatever it is that is that in your life that is putting you down today. Oh, that enemy, the flesh that's weak, that's trying to bring you down in doubts, that Holy Spirit will come and remove that doubt into trusting the Lord. Oh, I don't know. I don't know if we're in a Mennonite church or a Pentecostal church. I'm not sure today. The rock was mentioned. The water that came out of that rock was dust. What does rock represent in 1 Corinthians 10? It tells us this. Now I want you to know, brothers, that our fathers were under the cloud and passed through the sea and were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea. They all ate the same spiritual food and all drank the same spiritual rock, for they drank from a spiritual rock that I followed them, and that rock was Christ. That's the rock we're standing on this morning. It's Christ Himself. If we call upon that rock, upon Jesus, don't you think he will pour out his spirit among his people? And then all of a sudden, I use this word, without warning, they're there enjoying the presence, they're enjoying this water. Now they had manna, now they have water, and they're excited, they're happy, they're back together. You know, we're at times this is what happens to us. We're enjoying the presence of God. We're so blessed, we're so encouraged, and then without warning, something happens in our life. The struggle comes in. Look at the next slide. At Rephidim, Amalek came and fought against Israel. Who is Amalek? Amalek are the enemies. Don't we have enemies? Not people, but the enemies of our soul. The flesh is weak. There's things that we want to get close to God, but our flesh is so weak and it brings us another direction. But Amalek is the enemy. And you and I have enemies. We're not fighting against flesh and blood. We're fighting against the principalities of this darkness of this world. And every one of us have this enemy in our life. So what I'm telling you this morning, stay in that struggle. Don't give up. Don't turn away. Don't throw out your towel. Just stay there because the Holy Spirit will make things happen. The Holy Spirit will make things happen. Wow. The Holy Spirit make things happen. Wow. Let's continue reading that. Moses said to Joshua, select some men, four of us, and go fight against Amalek. Tomorrow I will stand on the hilltop with God's staff in my height. There's authority again in my hand. The hilltop is important. So many of us have experienced without warnings. You get up in the morning, all of a sudden something happens. Without warning. That was the enemy. Now, as we said, our battle is not against flesh and blood, but it's against the rulers, against the authorities, against the world powers of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavens. Satan is the brutal enemy of our lives. This enemy comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. He comes to steal what? Your first love. He comes to kill what? Your spirit, your joy. And he comes to destroy your life and your family and the people around you. Stay in the struggle because the Holy Spirit is ready to do something. Stay in that struggle. Don't you ever give up. Don't you ever give up. Because I want to see something. Now Joshua was there fighting. Wasn't there fighting? He was there fighting. I can look at Joshua like, remember, God what? He wills it. Jesus declares it. And the Holy Spirit makes things happen. So the Father wills it. Now, Holy Spirit makes things happen. So I will use Joshua. He's not the Holy Spirit, but Joshua's like the action part. He's there. He's on the field. And he's fighting. And we know the rest of the story. When their hands were down, they lost the fights. When the hands were up, they won. And the same thing in our lives. When our prayer stops, we will lose. When we're disconnected from the things of God, we will lose. But when we're connected, and when we're connected with God, and we're connected with the people of God, and we're connected with the Spirit of God, things happen. God said, you will fight generation to generation. We will always have a battle against our flesh. And I'm the one, I will admit to it. We'll always have a battle in our flesh. But remember one thing, God is saying, I will give you the victory. I will give you the victory. Victory over battles. Victory over your flesh. Victory over your struggles. Church, we must stay in that struggle. The battle is not going anywhere. It's always there. So don't you turn away and walk away, but just instead turn around and fight and fight with the fight, being to prayer. Pray without ceasing. Worship the Lord. Stay in the Word of God. Stay connected with the church of God. Stay connected with the people, because we need each other to fight this world. We need each other to fight the flesh of the enemy. The enemy that is in our flesh that comes and destroys. We need each other to support each other to win the battle of this world. I don't want to be the one that will be defeated by the enemy. And you and I know many people around our lives, our family members, have been defeated by the enemy. Had came in and destroyed them, whatever it may be. It may be an attack on something. It can be a drug. It can be a sin. It can be whatever it is that came in their lives and controlled them. And the enemy have walked away and brought them out into this world. But church, stay in the struggle, because God will bring them back when the people of God will raise their arms together and believe in the Holy Spirit to do the great and mighty things. Don't you ever give up, brothers. And I can tell you, if I will give you the microphone, many of us will say, I stood firm on the promises of God, and God responded. We all experienced something like that this morning. But I'm here to encourage you, don't you quit. Don't you quit. See, we're going to strike the rock of Jesus and receive the power of the Holy Spirit. See, we don't forgive people. I don't know why I put this on my notes this morning. When I was preparing, just praying this morning, I had to add more stuff here. That's just, we don't forgive people because they deserve it. We forgive people because God says to forgive one another. We didn't deserve forgiveness, but God forgave us. To energize, we need the supernatural power of the Holy Spirit to help us to forgive. In our own flesh, it's difficult to forgive, but you need this power of the Holy Spirit that comes from on high into our life so we can forgive one another. Some of us here this morning might have a hard time to forgive your brother and sister in Christ, but let me tell you something. Depend on the supernatural power of the Holy Spirit, and He's going to forgive you this morning. I'm going to do something this morning that I've never done before. God has placed this in my heart this last couple of weeks to do this morning. But God is going to do something great this morning. And I believe that God is going to pour out His Spirit once again. Like Joel, to pour out His Spirit among His young people. To pour out His Spirit once again upon this generation. It is not just for the 1800s. It is for 2016. And that Spirit of God is still here today. Oh, yes, I'm getting excited for the next point right now this morning, because there's something happening within our lives. And God has placed this in my life because I need to share this morning with you. And I'm sharing this with my heart. I'm not here to judge anybody. I'm not here better than you. I need the same power of the Holy Spirit that you need this morning. I need the forgiveness. I need help from God. I cry out to God. I get sad. I get discouraged. And at times we can even get depressed. I need your prayers the way you need my prayers this morning. And our prayers this morning. I'm getting excited here. Some of us have Amalek in our lives, this enemy in our lives. And we need to deal with it, or else you will never be free of it. And you will never fully be in the presence of God, or fully what? Fully enjoy the presence of God. Now, years ago, I had this tumor behind my kneecap. And I had to deal with this tumor. Because if I didn't deal with this tumor, something would have happened to me. But that tumor, so we had to deal with it, that wound became a scar today. Some of us have wounds, and they're not even healed. And the only way those wounds will be healed is by the supernatural power of the Holy Spirit that will come down and deal with you right now. And those wounds will become scars. And you know, the scars can impact the world. because the scars of Jesus still today is saving lives around the world. Is saving lives around the world. The scars that he had on his back, the scars that he had on his hands and on his feet are still transforming the lives as we speak this morning. So some of us need to deal with that. If we allow the Holy Spirit to move, the wound will become a scar. And this morning, if you have that wound, you don't have to tell me about anything. Just go to God and ask the Holy Spirit to move in and allow Him to heal you this morning. God will bring you that victory. And that wound will disappear when the scar will be there. The joy, the Bible says, is my strength. The joy is my strength. The strength to fight struggles. The strength to fight battles. When you are in the joy of the Lord and you are still there with the joy of the Lord, it would overcome any situation of your life. Stay in the struggle. Don't you ever move. Don't you ever turn to the left. Stay in the struggle. In verse 9 of Exodus 17, Moses said to Joshua, "Select some men, 4 of us, and go fight against Amalek. Tomorrow I will stand on the hilltop in God's staff in my hand." See, the hilltop is a place of prayer, intercessory prayer. They went there. Go to war against the flesh. And many of us know that the enemy wants us to do things that God does not want us to do. The enemy comes, our flesh comes and wants to do things, wants to touch things, but God says no. But we fight for it. It's like that boy that says, "Don't touch that cookie in that jar." And whatever he does, turns his back, you take that cookie. It's the same thing in our lives. Our enemy says, "No, I am not going to do this today." And all of a sudden, everybody turns around and we do it. Because our flesh is weak. And we need the power of the Holy Spirit to help us overcome this. I emphasized a lot on the power of the Holy Spirit because I do believe in that. I do believe in God, and God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit is 3 in 1. But the Holy Spirit makes things happen. He's here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So if we depend on our flesh, it would kill us. In Romans 8:13, it tells us that if you live according to the flesh, you are going to die. But if you live by the Spirit, you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. Remember, the Amalek represents the flesh. And Moses said in Exodus 17:9-11, we're going to read it. So Moses said to Joshua, "Select some men for us and go fight against Amalek. Tomorrow we'll stand on the hilltop with God's staff in the hand." Joshua did as Moses has told him and fought against Amalek. While Moses, Aaron, and Hur went up to the top of the hill, he held up his hand and Israel prevailed. But whenever he puts his hand down, Amalek prevailed. Top of the hill is a place of intercession, a place of prayer. He went there, place of prayer. Jesus went to the mountaintop to pray. We must go to the hill to overcome the struggles. We must not go at the bottom, but we must go into intercessory prayer. We must be into prayer without seasoning and believing. Stay in the struggle and stay there. Don't you move. Believe. Believe in the Holy Spirit will make things happen. He went on a mountain. He went on the top of the hill. Moses said, "This is what you're going to do. There's a war. Amalek is against the flesh." Here, Amalek is against our flesh today. Moses says, "I'm not going to fight with this on my own strength. I know who gives me the strength. And thank God that he's given me the Holy Spirit to make things happen. The Holy Spirit will fight the battles for me." Yes, he is. We drank from the rock, you and I. You went there, you experienced the presence of God, you experienced this refreshing Holy Spirit in our life that refreshes day after day. Now we're there, right there, in there. All of a sudden, this Amalek comes in, but don't you move, stay there, because the struggle is going to happen. It's not going to run away, it's going to be there, but don't you move, but depend on the Holy Spirit. Now Joshua, so he went there, and we see, And in Timothy tells us instructions to men and women. Therefore, I want them to, in every place, to pray, lifting up holy hands without anger and argument. So when you go to God, don't be upset at God or grumble towards Him, but change our ways of thinking and say, I know you're going to do it because that is your promises, oh God. You're going to make things happen. I'm not going to make this doubting my mind. I'm not going to make this enemy start doubting me and start saying, is that possible to do? If you're praying for a job, believe that God will open the right door. The right timing when He wants. If you are asking for prayer and whatever it is that in your life or spiritual growth, I know sometimes we're impatient. We want things right away and right away fast. But remember, you need to go to a place of rest. And start, instead of complaining, let's start worshiping and start listening to the voice of God. And so say, where do you want me to be, Lord? And remember one thing. That's a good study to do, how to discern the voice of God. But let me tell you just in a nutshell. If you think the voice is speaking to you, if it does not align with the scriptures, it's not God. Because we have God's voice. We have men's voice. We have our inner voice. And we have the enemy's voice. So the best way to discern if it is from God, just make sure if it's aligned with the Word of God. But if you don't know the Word of God, you're going to have a hard time. You need to know the Word of God to discern if it is from God. Amen? Watch this. Wow. I'm shortening out a little bit here. The Moses said in verse 17, chapter 17, verse 12, if you can go ahead with the scripture. His hands grew heavy and he took some stone. Now you have this, the power of unity, okay? Took the stone and put it under him and he sat down and then Aaron and Hur supported his hand and one on one side and another on the other so that his hand remained steady until the sun went down. They supported each other. My brothers, church, I need your prayers. You need my prayers. We all need prayers. We all need words of encouragement. We all need to be side by side because we're not fighting against each other. We're fighting against this flesh, this darkness of this world. So get connected with someone within the church. When you're struggling with something, don't fight it alone because you can't do it alone. You're going to lose. That's why God places the body of Christ together. That's why many times in the scriptures it says, pray for one another. That's why in the scriptures say, lay hands upon the elders, call the elders, and lay hands on each other. Let's pray for one another. Let's support each other. Instead of looking and saying, ha, he or she is going through the wrong thing in life. Wow. But you see, they're both sides, and they're there supporting Moses. And raising their arms together, praying, steady. They're there. They remain steady. They pray. They did not give up. They didn't turn away. They didn't go to the left or side. They remain steady in the things of God. They remain steady in the presence of God. And he remained steady in focusing on God because he knew that God will restore. He knew that God will work in the life. And that happened when his arms were there. They were winning. But when they give up and start saying, they were losing the battle. But those men did not do that. Oh, Lord, help us. And I want to do something together this morning. We need to support each other. Because every one of us here are facing a battle. Anybody who is here are in that struggle. And the only way you're going to make the Holy Spirit move is when you and I will support each other. So let me just do something with you this morning as I conclude later on. Let's all stand for a moment. And if every one of us here, you know that everyone, and you want to defeat this battle, and you want to defeat the struggle, every one of us will raise our arms right now and support each other together. And believe that the Holy Spirit will make things happen. Let's raise those arms together. And I believe, let me have two people on my side right now. And I want to do this together because I need your prayers. I need your support. I need two people to support me this morning. You raise my arm and I raise your arms. And we're going to raise each other's arms and believe that the Holy Spirit
Spirit will do something great in the lives. The Holy Spirit will start moving. The Holy Spirit will start moving in the lives that you would never imagine. Those enemies will fly. Those enemies will flee. Those struggles will disappear because the Holy Spirit is working in the lives. Let's get a shout of praise this morning. Let's pray this morning and let's believe this morning. Let's believe this morning the Holy Spirit will move.
Don't you ever put those hands down. Don't you ever put those arms down and start believing and start believing and supporting each other and believing that God will do great things in these days ahead to come. And I believe that there will be healings. I believe that there will be transformations. And I believe that people will come back to the Lord this morning because we're fighting in unity. The power of unity will bring people together. The power of unity will heal.
This is a sign this morning that we're going to do it together. We're going to fight this battle together. We're not doing it alone. We're depending on the Holy Spirit to move in a mighty, precious way this morning. You know what happened when they raised their arms together? They raised the banner and said to that banner, "The Lord, Jehovah Nissi." And he raised that banner. You know what the significance is? That the battle has won. Because Jesus has won that victory. He went on that cross. So I'm telling you this morning, you take that banner and you place it inside the relationship. And you place it inside your finances. And you place it inside your sickness. And you place it inside whatever it may be. And believe that the victory has won. Because Jesus has got that victory on that cross for you and I this morning.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look here for a moment. New Hope, take this banner. Take this banner. And Moses built an altar and named it, "The Lord is my banner." The Lord is our banner this morning. Place it in your family church. Place it in your finances. Place it in your struggles. Place it in your situation. Place it in your relationship. Place it in your addiction. Place it in your pain. Place it in your pain, because the victory has already won on the cross for you and I this morning.
Hallelujah. Church, let's continue praying as the music team will come forward and pray this morning and worship. Don't you ever give up. You stay in that struggle. You'll stay in that struggle. Place the flag. Place it in a place where there's victory. And there's declared it's victory because Jesus has won that.
Thank you, Jesus.
Holy Spirit, reign.
Hallelujah.
Holy Spirit, reign. We're going to sing that this morning and declare it and believe that the victory has done. You see the soldiers when they win and they fight the enemies and they place it on the hilltop.
Hallelujah.
Saying that they have won. And you and I have won because Christ has brought on the cross for you and I. And he won it for us this morning. Let's sing it together. Holy Spirit, reign. Make that your prayer this morning. Make the Holy Spirit move this morning. Make the Holy Spirit move this morning. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Don't you ever give up. You stay in that struggle. Hallelujah. Come on, sing it together, church.
How we need your touch again. Holy Spirit, reign.
Come on, raise your arms before the Lord this morning. Let's worship the Lord this morning and believe in the power of the Holy Spirit.
Reign now.
If you want to come to the front and pray, you can come. You just come and spend time with God. Spend time at the altar. Kneel before Him and ask God to move in a mighty way. Let's support each other with prayer this morning. Hallelujah, Lord.
Holy Spirit, reign now.
Come on, let's pray, church. Let's pray, church.
No eye.
No eye has seen. No ear has heard. No man can know what God has in store. So open up heaven. Open it wide. Over your church. On your word.
Let your power fall.
Let your power
and your voice.
Come on, Lord. Let your power fall this morning, we pray.
Come and change.
Yes, Lord.
Let your power,
let your power.
Come on.
Lord,
let your power fall.
Let your power.
Come on, Holy Spirit, move this morning. Holy Spirit, move this morning.
Come and change.
Let your power.
As we stand.
Let your power, let your power,
let your power, let your voice be heard. Let your power fall. Let your voice be heard. Let your power fall. Let your voice be heard. Let your power fall. Let your voice be heard.
Lord, we're here to support each other and to pray for each other and to encourage each other, oh God, as when we're going through struggles, Lord. But Lord, we raise our arms together and fight, oh Father, the evil. Holy Spirit, make things happen. Work in our lives, we pray, oh God. Father, I thank you for every family member that I've come here, every friend, oh Lord. I pray, God, that you would just meet their needs in Jesus' name. Father, that we would never have in our minds the word quit or give up. But Lord, we would remain steady, steady into your word and depending on your Holy Spirit to do the work, oh God. Thank you for this church. And I pray that you will bless every single one of us, O Lord. Be with us, O Lord. Father, we're expecting great things. We're expecting great things, O Lord. Thank you once again for your wonderful presence and your spirit in this place. May you bring us home safely. Give us traveling mercies, O God. And that when we go home, O God, we will still continue focusing on you and on your word. In Jesus' name we ask these things. And all God's people say, amen, amen, amen. God bless you all. Have a wonderful, wonderful day. God bless you.